It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The debrief, September 24, 2024. I actually do want to talk about something serious today, oddly enough. Not that I am a particularly huge fan of this guy as a person, but we found out today that Brett Favre diagnosed with Parkinson's. Where I want to go with this, though, do we think a player like Tua sees something like this happen to a guy who's still young? Brett Favre going to be 55 in like 2 weeks. And have some thought. I mean, we know Favre had several concussions. He said he only got, I think, officially diagnosed with like three or four. Also played in a more hard-hitting, different era of football. Do we think a player like Tua Tagovailoa looks at this and thinks about his future a little bit more?
I think players usually fall into one of two baskets if you don't make it so that they all have sort of nuanced, complex feelings on it. Like, if you're going to ask me to say, just have to divide them up, I think there are either guys who just don't care. They're like, I am invincible right now. I'll worry about it later if it ever crops up, but I'm not even that worried about it because I can't afford to be. Remember, guys, there was a tight end on the Colts, I think. I forget his name, who's wearing the Guardian cap. Very explicitly said, I want to remember my kids' names in 30 years. I want to be like give myself the best chance to be healthy while doing this job. I think guys fall into one of those two baskets usually. Probably somewhere in the middle of both. But I think that's kind of how it is. Tua, how could you not think that you're going to suffer like long-term potential ill effects from all this?
I also think that there's a mentality, like a warrior mentality in a lot of these guys where they think like they'll make that sacrifice for their families for millions of dollars.
Didn't Ryan Clark allude to something like that once? He said, I have no idea what life's going to be like for me after 50 years old or so, but like basically that's a risk I'm willing to have taken here. I don't want to put words in Ryan's mouth, but I remember or seem to remember him saying something to that effect.
I also think Chris is right, Donnie, that especially a guy older like Favre, who's not a peer of Tua's, that he would just be like, well, that's not going to be me. That happened to him. I think it would have to, someone closer to him would have to have some kind of traumatic effect from playing football, I believe, for him to have to rethink what's next for him.
I have some bad news for Tua if he's looking at Brett Favre and saying, that's not going to be me.
Well, here's the one other thing that I sometimes think about with this. Do guys playing nowadays feel like the game is such that it will protect them, that that's not going to happen to them because they've changed the way football
the rules
played.
Are?
Yeah.
I think they might a little bit. The thing the thing about the whole Tua conversation that I can't help myself to think about is I'm painting with a broad brush, I get that, but a lot of people say he should retire. Are those the same people that think Sidney Crosby should have stopped playing hockey 12 years ago? Because what's the difference? Where is the difference? It's three diagnosed concussions in a short amount of time. The same exact thing happened to Sid. It's a damn good thing he didn't take everybody's advice, because we wouldn't have two more Stanley Cups here, and we wouldn't have been treated to one of the great hockey careers of all time. He would have turned into one of the biggest what-if stories in the history of sports.
I hate it when people use this term, and I don't think that's what it is, but it felt like when people said he should just retire, they were trying to be overly virtuous, maybe. I'm not going to say virtue signaling.
How is this any different?
But I'm saying the people who say he should retire are trying to say, like, I care deeply about the person here.
Who are saying that about Tua?
Yeah, and who said it about Sid. Like, they want to be seen as, look,
so you
I care
agree
deeply
with me.
About
it's,
the person.
They're analogous. I think the situations are very close and comparable.
Yes. And I'm just saying, I think that people have their heads in the right place. They don't want to see somebody who's ultimately participating in an entertainment product like permanently maimed because they're doing it, or like end up like Mongo McMichael. He's got ALS and all this other stuff. But you have to, like, let the doctors actually do the job, and then the person has to have some agency.
I don't even hold my breath when Sid gets hit anymore.
Well, I think hockey is a little different than football in terms of it's still a high-contact sport, but I think Sid has pretty much avoided anything I would call a major headshot since then. Tua's taken... I mean, he'll get rammed into the boards, but it's just, to me,
it's
not quite
the same. How about the Capitals series when, like, Niskanen took his head off?
That was one where I held my breath briefly.
He came back, like, two games later and was fine, and we just got over it. He had a concussion. It was a mild concussion or however they phrased it. Then he came back and played, and they won.
I think the other part of it that's nerve-wracking is with concussions, you just don't know how it's going to affect a guy, you know, day-to-day even. They don't know. It's mystery area.
Favre is one of the most entertaining quarterbacks and fun quarterbacks of all time. I will say, in the games he played against the Steelers, I never remember him. They didn't play a lot because he was in the NFC, but I just never remember Favre having a game against them where I was like, oh my God, they just lost because Favre did his gunslinger backyard football against them kind of deal.
Well, I mean, they went there in 05, the year they won Super Bowl 40. They had Charlie Batch at quarterback and just kicked their ass.
Yep. And Favre did diddly poo in
Wasn't there a long fumble return by Polamalu in that game?
And I think a great block by McFadden. I'll say great. He got ran over, but he got in the guy's way.
The game he played with Minnesota the year after they won the Super Bowl here is remembered
multiple
for
big turnovers.
Well, that Adrian Peterson.
Oh, just destroying Willie Gay.
Yeah, like
poor Willie Gay.
That's what people.
Oh, he got trucked.
That's what people remember him just taking the souls of Steelers defensive backs.
Five games for Favre against the Steelers. He had four touchdowns, three picks, 86 passer rating. He was pedestrian against them. My main memory is, I want to say it was in a preseason game back in the Greg Lloyd era. Or maybe it could have been regular season. I want to say the outcome was like 17-3 Packers. And Lloyd just came in and demolished him on like an unimpeded pass rush. I think he like pushed him, Pony. He didn't try to tackle him. He just basically pushed him as hard as he could and knocked Favre like what looked like 10 yards back. I think he got unnecessary roughness. That's the first time I can remember understanding that a player was mad because he hit a guy too hard. And I want to say it was a preseason game because back in the day, those guys actually played in the preseason against each other.
I know they played in 95 against the Packers.
I'm looking it up right now.
And I think they lost the year that they went to the Super Bowl.
17-3, that's the game. 92 is the one I'm thinking of. Greg Lloyd got hit with like an unnecessary roughness for just destroying Favre on a blitz. Favre stayed in the game.
Did they play on Monday Night Football late in 95, or was that a regular?
All of his games, let's see. 95, you're saying?
Yes.
They played Christmas Eve. That was 1 o'clock. That was a 1 o'clock start. In fact, that was the game. Was that the game Thigpen dropped like a pass on the very last play of the game that would have won it? And he was wide open.
Yep.
And the ball was right on his hands, and he just dropped it straight away. God, Neil O'Donnell going back there throwing it 55 times in that game. What the hell were they doing?
Same game plan for the AFC Championship game against San Diego in 94.
I know. Oh, you know what? I remember the other one. One of the games at the Steelers. Courtney Hawkins had a huge game in 98, and the Steelers beat them 27-20.
Yeah.
He had some pedestrian outings, though, against them.
Do you think he threw the ball harder than any quarterback ever?
I think Josh Allen might throw it harder than him.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.